Disclaimer: sources, statistics, and analysis are based, related, and provided by ESPN, ESPN First Take, Undisputed, and NBA.com. It's the coffee talk, and I know it's been a while. I've been gone for like 2 to 3 months now, just because, you know, I've been doing lots of stuff academically, and I've been busy for a while, but I'm going to talk about that stuff later. I'm going to talk about basketball today for today's topic. I'm going to talk about the best players of all time, and disclaimer, this top 10 people that I'm going to mention is based on my own personal opinion, and I don't know, I'm not a professional analyst. I'm just going to put out 10 greatest players that I've ever seen, whether it's highlights or it's YouTube, Twitter videos and clips. I don't care. What I've seen is what I've seen. And I'm sorry, but I'm going to start off with the honorable mentions. I want to mention Steph Curry. You know, Steph Curry, the greatest shooter God has ever created. And Steph Curry, I probably mention him because he is, for me, the top 20 best players of all time. Right under Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant has been really, really consistent in terms of scoring in his whole career. And, I mean, we really can't blame Kevin Durant for his injuries. You know, it happens. And that 2019 finals run was really sad to watch as a Golden State fan. But, you know, Steph Curry did his role. We lost Klay Thompson in the 2019 NBA Finals, and it's just, yeah. But aside from that, because Steph Curry is a honorable mention indeed because of his back-to-back unanimous MVP awards from 2015 and 2016, also the 73-9 regular season win. But, you know, in 2016, they went to the finals that year, but eventually LeBron James and the Cavaliers team rallied that 3-1 finals comeback, which is why LeBron James is going to be mentioned later in this podcast. And secondly, I want to mention Tim Duncan. Tim Duncan, we all know how dominant Tim Duncan is in the 90s and also during the 2000s, just because we didn't saw Kobe Bryant to face Tim Duncan in the playoffs. I've never seen them actually in a single playoff series, actually. Tim Duncan and Kobe Bryant. I don't know. I can't recall, but as far as I know, Kobe Bryant and Tim Duncan has never faced each other. Oh yeah, they faced each other on the 2004 playoffs, where Derek Fisher hit the game-winning shot in Game 5, I think. Yeah. And the Lakers won that series and proceeded to win the finals. And they lost to the Detroit Pistons. Such a sad run for them. But, you know, Shaquille O'Neal is obviously going to be on my top 10. Now, I've mentioned Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, and Tim Duncan. I'm going to mention a special mention to Hakeem Olajuwon. Hakeem Olajuwon is a very underrated player. And if you've seen his highlights and his plays from the 1990s, 1980s, you know, that 1994 NBA Finals Championship by them, the Dream, Hakeem the Dream, really is an underrated NBA player. Now those are my honorable mentions. Now, I want to mention the top 10 NBA players, in my opinion. Let's start off with, let's pull up my list here. Okay. My top 10 NBA players of all time. Actually, let's start from my top 15 NBA players of all time. Starting off with number 15, we have Steph Curry. Now, I know I might be biased here, but you may ask, why did I put Steph Curry ahead of Kevin Durant? See, Kevin Durant has more, maybe has a Finals MVP, but the way Steph Curry contributed in that 2015 NBA Finals run, contributed in that 2016 NBA Finals, and in the 2015 NBA regular season, and also the 2016 and 2017 run with KD is just phenomenal. We've seen Steph Curry beat multiple records, and recently he has, excuse me, he has overcome Reggie Miller and Ray Allen as the best three-point shooter of the NBA, passing them in all-time three-point scoring list. Now, why did I put Steph Curry ahead of Kevin Durant? See, Kevin Durant is a great scorer. However, I have never seen Kevin Durant, in his prime yet. Well, yes. Right now, I am seeing a prime Kevin Durant since 2017. In 2017, he won a chip with the Warriors, and also 2018. They lost to the Raptors in 2019 and proceeded to go to the Brooklyn Nets in the following season, and multiple injuries happened to him, and we didn't see the rest of KD. Now, Kevin Durant is actually working his ass off to the Brooklyn Nets this season, and I'm really proud of him. I'm a huge KD fan, and but Steph Curry, the greatest shooter God has ever created. We've seen his practices. We've seen clips of him on Twitter and YouTube and in Instagram. The greatest shooter I've ever seen. Three chips in 5 years. Only lost once to LeBron James. The rivalry of the Golden State Warriors and the Cavaliers back then is, I don't know, the icing on the cake for the rest of the 2010 decade. And I don't know, Steph Curry is ahead of Kevin Durant, in my opinion. Now, going next to top 14, my 14th greatest NBA player of all time goes to Jerry West, the logo of the NBA. This man scored 29.4 points per game in a Wilt Chamberlain era. Wilt Chamberlain was dominating the league back then. And Wilt Chamberlain, the greatest scorer to ever live the game of basketball. Well, I don't consider his greatness as really great, considering he played with plumbers, in a really talentless league. He was very tall, and his opponents were like, I don't know, 5'10, 5'9, 5'4. Yeah, in it and But I don't disrespect Wilt's talent in terms of scoring and his ability to shoot a basketball. I just think that today's NBA has been more very talented, and I'll be talking about that more later in today's podcast. But I mean, I just gotta mention Jerry West as number 14 player of all time. Moving on to number 13, we have Dirk Nowitzki. Dirk Nowitzki's, I don't know, between him and Giannis Antetokounmpo, I pronounced Giannis really wrong. I'm so sorry. Giannis Antetokounmpo. Between him and Giannis Antetokounmpo as one of the greatest international players of all time, I gotta say, I have to go in terms of dominance. I'm gonna go with Giannis Antetokounmpo. You see him in traffic, and you just see him fly in front of you, dunk the ball, but he is not as a great scorer than Dirk Nowitzki is. I mean, Dirk Nowitzki, a great scorer, won a championship with the Mavericks, and they were the underdogs in 2011 because, you know, the juggernaut Heat team with Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh, and a prime LeBron James. You know, they really were on a mission that year because, you know, they swept the reigning champs Lakers that year, 2010 NBA champions, the Lakers. They went to the following year and they got swept by the Mavericks, led by Dirk Nowitzki. Dirk Nowitzki, I gotta say, really underrated player, deserves to be on the top 10 spot in the 2010s decade, but, you know, we've never seen him actually dominate through the league that long, because we've seen, you know, Tim Duncan, Shaquille O'Neal, Kobe Bryant, Allen Iverson. That, yeah, Allen Iverson is a top 25 NBA player for me, by the way. Moving on to number 12. Number 12, greatest player of all time is going to be Oscar Robertson. Oscar Robertson is Mr. Triple-Double. He averaged a triple-double for a whole season back in 86, 83, I can't remember. But I've seen his highlights and his plays. A really good defender, a really good passer, and probably top 5 point guard of all time. Moving on to number 11, Hakeem Olajuwon. Yeah, I've mentioned it before. Hakeem Olajuwon is very underrated. You know, we've seen his shots, and him versus Michael Jordan back in the day. Yeah, Hakeem Olajuwon is very underrated and deserves to be on the top 11 spot. He's not good as top 10 though. Top 10, we have Tim Duncan. Now, Tim Duncan is, for me, is a top 10 NBA player. He beat my Heat back in 2014. Well, that is because Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh decided to choke their necks out because they all relied to LeBron winning that series, but LeBron can't do anything. LeBron averaged like 34 points per game that series back in 2014, but LeBron can't do anything, and LeBron can't do everything, especially. So, yeah, Tim Duncan has 5 NBA championships, tying Kobe Bryant. And I'm going to discuss the Kobe Bryant and Tim Duncan comparisons. Now, by the way, my number 9th NBA player of all time is Kobe Bryant. Why? Kobe Bryant is ahead of Tim Duncan just because I've seen Kobe Bryant dominate the league for like 7 years. I've not been alive that time, but I've watched tons of games featuring Kobe Bryant and his ability to knock down shots late in the game in crunch time, and I have never seen such a clutch player in Kobe Bryant. And maybe LeBron James is a better clutch player than Kobe Bryant, but either way, I've seen Kobe Bryant carry his team more, because Tim Duncan had Tony Parker, a young Manu Ginobili. You know, man, I mean, Tony Parker won that 2007 NBA Finals, by the way, with him also. LeBron James was his Finals debut back in 2007, and they lost to Tim Duncan and Tony Parker and a young Manu Ginobili. Manu Ginobili is a very, very an underrated player. It's sad to see that Tony Parker isn't in the top 75 all-time NBA players by ESPN. Such a BS list. Kyrie Irving isn't even in there. Why is Carmelo Anthony in there? I mean, Carmelo Anthony is one of the greatest scorers that ever played the game back then. I mean, why is Damian Lillard in there? Didn't even accomplish anything. Kyrie Irving should be in there. One championship ring. Kyrie may not have a scoring title, but he has an all-NBA. It's really sad to see that the recency bias of ESPN in Damian Lillard. I mean, Damian Lillard, yes, he dominated the 2020 bubble, and lots of people didn't even consider the bubble as a real thing, which is really frustrating to read sometimes in Twitter and Reddit. But yeah, moving on. Yeah, so Tim Duncan, Kobe Bryant. Yeah, Tim Duncan is really one of the best big men that I ever seen play the basketball. To touch a basketball, actually. So, yeah, Tim Duncan, salute to you. Props to you. Thank you for, you know, beating LeBron James in my Miami Heat. So, yeah, Kobe Bryant at number 9 is... I've seen a lot of people complain on Twitter and in Reddit, say that Kobe Bryant is not a top 10 player of all time. And also, they say that Kobe Bryant is a top 5, or even top 3 player of all time, which is ridiculous because I have never seen Kobe Bryant dominate that league, the league, for how many years. He's not even on the level of LeBron James, because LeBron James has passed Kobe Bryant miles and miles years ago, because, you know. But yeah, championship wise Kobe Bryant, as Michael said, dominance LeBron James. Of course LeBron James is a better player than Kobe Bryant, but yeah, Kobe Bryant is number 9 because he had 5 rings, 5 championships, but 3 of them were actually not his best feat, because, you know, Shaquille O'Neal, Shaq, carried Kobe in 3 NBA finals. No disrespect to Kobe, bro. I have tons of respect for Kobe Bryant. He is one of my greatest players of all time. I agree. In terms of popularity, he is number 2. Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, and LeBron James. In terms of popularity, of course. But in terms of accolades and in terms of skill, number 9 goes to Kobe Bryant. No disrespect, though. I love Kobe Bryant. Rest in peace, man. But yeah, Kobe Bryant is a number 9 player for me. Going to number 8, I'm not going to talk much about Kobe and Tim anymore, because it's my opinion. So number 8 goes to Shaquille O'Neal. Shaquille O'Neal, arguably the best power forward I've ever seen playing NBA. I've seen lots of players mention him in their top 10. Stephen A. Smith said he is a top 10 NBA player ever. Charles Barkley said that he is a top 10 NBA player. Allen Iverson even said Shaquille O'Neal is a top 5 NBA player of all time, which is ridiculous because he is just top 8 for me. No disrespect to Shaquille, though. He is the best power forward of all time, seeing him dominate in the 2001-2003 NBA Finals. Against a weaker competition, though. Imagine if Kobe and Shaq faced Durant and Curry in today's league. I don't know who wins, but... well, Kobe and Shaq would win because their dominance inside the paint, Kobe's dominance outside the paint. But I mean, Curry would still win outside the paint because he is the greatest shooter of all time. Now, coming next to number 7, we have Larry Bird. Larry Bird is a... I don't know. Some people compare Larry Bird to LeBron James more than Bill Russell and Magic Johnson, which is ridiculous because look at the path. Larry Bird's path is not comparable to Michael Jordan. And Magic Johnson's path is the same path as Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. LeBron's path is in the path of being the next Michael Jordan. Steph Curry's path is the same path to, I don't know, Reggie Miller or Larry Bird. It's about the pathing. But players themselves has a, you know, a character of their own. You know, LeBron James is LeBron James. Michael Jordan is Michael Jordan. Abdul-Jabbar is Abdul-Jabbar. You know, it's... I hate the comparisons. I've seen a lot of people discredit Larry Bird, saying he is a number nine player of all time, number eight player of all time. But no, he should be actually top six player of all time or top five. But in my opinion, Wilt Chamberlain is a better scorer than Larry Bird. As I'm going to mention, number six, Wilt Chamberlain is a number six player of all time. But I'm going to discuss Larry Bird first. Larry Bird, this guy is great. I've seen a video on YouTube that in halftime, Larry Bird got bored and played the rest of the game using his left hand. And I mean, didn't actually shoot with his left hand. I mean, he made layups with his left hand only, which is really interesting to see. But Larry Bird is a top seven player of all time for me, because I mean, throughout the years, just going to continue this thought. Yeah, we've seen Larry Bird win countless, I mean, not countless, because he won like six NBA championships. I don't know. We've seen Larry Bird win a championship because of his teammates of the Celtics roster back in the 70s. And, you know, he had Bob Perry, Rob, Bob Parrish, and, Kevin McHale, Larry Bird, yeah, okay. And the other guy, I forgot his name. Danny Ainge, yes. And, Bob Parrish, he's a good scorer back then. But yeah, Larry Bird only won a championship just because of his, you know, great bench, great backup. And, well, I don't blame him. You know, you can build a super team and be discredited by it anytime, but I don't. Larry Bird deserves his spot in the top seven greatest players of all time. He's not number six, though. Wilt Chamberlain, you know, this man scored 100 points in a game back in 1972, and which is really, I mean, I'm amazed. He's the only player to ever do it in the game of basketball, in 81 points by Kobe Bryant back in 2006. But Wilt Chamberlain, okay, you might be number six. You might have scored 100 points in a game back then, but. It's all about the competition, you know? Like, I mean, yes, you're a 7'1". I don't know what the height of Will Chamberlain. Let's say, I don't know. As far as I know, Will Chamberlain is 7'1". And my idea of competition of Will Chamberlain back then, his opponents were like 5'9", 5'4", or that kind of height difference, and you know, you can easily score on guys on that size. You know, imagine you're like Yao Ming, and your opponent is Muggsy Bogues, or like Isaiah Thomas. You know, you can easily score on those types of people. You know, like no disrespect to Wilt Chamberlain, of course, but imagine having 100 points in a game and being laughed at it. But I'm not saying that Wilt Chamberlain doesn't deserve the credit he gets, but like, you know, the competition, you know, it's all about the era of basketball. We can't really compare eras, you know. Also, I'm going to play a clip. You know, this clip of Michael Jordan saying that you can't compare eras. Here we go.
No, I just think that, you know, we're playing different eras. He's an unbelievable player. Yeah, he's one of the best players in the world, if not the best player in the world. I know it's a natural tendency to compare eras to eras, and you know, it's going to continue to happen. I'm a fan of his. I love watching him play. But it's, you know, as you can see, our league is starting to expand on very talented players. And you know, I think he's made his mark. He will continue to do so over a period of time. But when you start the comparisons, I think it is what it is. You know, it's just a standard measurement. You know, and I take it with a grain of salt. He is a heck of a basketball player, without a doubt.
Yeah, so you've heard that. I'm not actually going to talk more about Will Chamberlain, because if I speak, I'm wrong. So I'm just going to move on with the top five greatest NBA players of all time. Okay, so it's going to be a long episode, which is fun, because I'm going to listen to this for the rest of the day. Starting with number five, my pick goes to Bill Russell. Dr. J has said Bill Russell, top three NBA player in his time. You know, we've seen Dr. J dominate the league for 3 years. I mean, he's won a championship with the 76ers back then. But Dr. J, Julius Erving, one of the greatest players I've ever seen. But yeah, Bill Russell, this man has 11 championships. But again, it's about the eras, the competition. I mean, Bill Russell has faced Will Chamberlain and in multiple series, in multiple games in the regular season. I mean, yes, Bill Russell is a better scorer, most skilled, most his size, his defense. I mean, Will Chamberlain is like the Steph Curry back then. He was just a scorer. And Bill Russell is like, I don't know, let's say a bigger version of Ja Morant back then. I could easily say even Ja Morant is a better player than Jerry West back then. I would easily put Ja Morant in the number 14th most NBA players, the greatest NBA player of all time, if we're talking about competition. But no, we're talking about accolades. We're talking about history. But in terms of skill set, skill-wise, dominance throughout the league, throughout the years, I could easily say Ja Morant is a better player than Jerry West. And there's no disrespect to that. I could even say Ja Morant is a better player than Oscar Robertson. Nah. I mean, yeah. Okay. Russell Westbrook is a better player than Oscar Robertson, averaging a triple-double the whole season. I mean, that's not just a deal. I mean, Russell Westbrook had the stat pad for the rest of 2017-2018 season just to get his MVP. Actually, no. 2016-2017 season. He had the stat pad for the rest of the season. Didn't even win a single, you know, playoff series with against the Rockets back then, just to stat pad and get that MVP. He is not a greater player than Oscar Robertson, because Oscar Robertson actually won a championship while averaging a triple-double in the finals and in the regular season. So we really can't compare eras. I've seen a lot of players compare, I've seen a lot of people on Twitter and Reddit to actually compare Shaquille O'Neal to Joel Embiid, which is ridiculous, because we can easily say that Shaquille O'Neal would crush Joel Embiid's jaw when playing on one-on-one and in a real game. So we really, really can't compare errors. Now, yeah, so Bill Russell, number five. Number four, Magic Johnson, the youngest NBA player to receive an NBA Finals MVP award, and actually won a championship for Kareem Abdul-Jabbar back then. But sadly, we've never seen the rest of Magic Johnson due to his conditions. I mean, if he never had that disease, we would have seen his longevity in the league. He would have still been in the league in for like 2001 or something. But yeah, but Magic Johnson, the greatest point guard of all time, just behind Steph Curry and Isaiah Thomas. Magic Johnson, he is very, very smart in terms of in clutch situations. You can see his eye circling around his teammates, looking for the better place for him to pass the ball. And we've seen that when Abdul-Jabbar was, you know, injured and couldn't make the finals, and he rallied. He dominated. It was like, I don't know who I can compare. You see, this is why I can't compare Harris to another player, a player to another player, because of Harris. And I was about to say a young version of LeBron James, I would compare him to Magic Johnson, but Magic Johnson, you know, basically, obviously, is a better player than young LeBron James. But young LeBron James is different. I'm going to talk about young LeBron James later. Going to number three, Magic Johnson's number four, by the way. Number three is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Back then, back in 2011, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is a top two NBA player of all time. Since 1992, people said that Michael Jordan has already passed Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and all-time, all-NBA best players of all time. I disagree. Because Michael Jordan only won two championships that time. He actually went back-to-back, that 91 and 92 NBA Finals. And I've seen a lot of comments in Reddit that he was already the GOAT. See, this is why, well, LeBron James, when he won back in 2012 and 2013, when he had that back-to-back championship in Miami, people were already comparing him to Michael Jordan. When LeBron was 18 years old, he was already being compared to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Michael Jordan, which is crazy. But Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's skill, you've seen Kareem's ability to score that dangerous skyhook and the fadeaway skyhook. We have never seen that ever again in the league. No, players were like layups and bank shots, three-pointers, but Kareem's skill is different. Being the most points, having the most points in the regular season. Yeah, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar has the most accolades, most championships. He has six championships overall, but you know, Michael Jordan and LeBron James accomplished those achievements, accolades back then in their careers, and Michael Jordan and LeBron James is definitely ahead of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. But I'm not discrediting Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's skills, his scoring ability, his height, and his dominance back then in the 70s and in the 80s. Before I mention the top two greatest players ever to touch a basketball, I want y'all to hear this clip coming from Michael Jordan himself. The Michael Jordan himself. Please listen to this.
Kobe or LeBron?
Well, I mean, that's a tough one. I would say the, in terms of dominance of the game of basketball at this stage, is LeBron.
Oh, I forgot. And also this.
I think, well, first of all, you know, I wear the number because of Mike. I think I fell in love with the game because of Mike, just seeing what he was able to accomplish. But I felt like Mike was so, you know, when you're growing up and you're seeing Michael Jordan, you it's almost like a god. So I didn't never believe I could be Mike. So I started to focus myself on other players and other people around my neighborhood, because I never thought that you could get to a point where Mike was.
All right. Now, these two players that I'm going to mention in my greatest NBA players of all time, okay, I'm not going to base it off of popularity. I'm basing it off of skill, my experience, what I've witnessed, what I've seen, the documentaries, the videos, the whole games, you know, regular season and in the playoffs. I may or may not be biased, but it's my own opinion, and I'm going to disappoint myself when I you know, played his back in the next couple of years. And, you know, I know I'm going to regret this decision, but yes. My number two best NBA player of all time, I'm going to give it to Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan, yes, I've seen the Last Dance documentary. I'm impressed. I've seen the regular season games. I've seen the finals games. I've seen the Utah Jazz series. I've seen the Seattle Supersonics series. I've seen the Phoenix Suns series. I've seen the Los Angeles Lakers series. But, yes, here's what I think. Michael Jordan has not made the playoffs his first 6 years, right? And he has never won a single... he has won one series, one round with the Chicago Bulls back then. But he is 1-9. Michael Jordan is 1-9 in terms of wins in a playoff series without Scottie Pippen. I mean, everybody needs their backups, their sidekicks. Batman needs his Robin, you know. Tony Stark needs his Peter Parker. Yeah, everybody needs their pal, their backpack and their Dora, you know. Yeah, but Michael Jordan is the greatest player to ever touch a basketball. Yes, from lots of players saying that he's the greatest ever. I'm not even going to disagree with them. But like, you know, if he was the greatest player, in my eyes, he would have beaten Larry Bird and the Bad Boy Pistons back then. He could have formed a team. Could have asked the GM, "Hey, I want these guys on my team. I want to beat them so bad. I am hungry for victory. I am hungry to defeat these guys and embarrass them on their own arenas, on their own place." Yeah, I commend Michael Jordan for actually training himself, you know, preparing himself for, you know, the next seasons that he is going to face bigger teams, bigger rosters, better players than him. I'm proud of Michael for what he has become over the year, actually dominating the league for 10 plus years. Now, if you're a full player, I'm going to criticize you for your whole career. I'm going to talk about Michael's post 30-year-old career. Okay, he went to the Wizards. You know, he came back from retirement. We've seen him score 10 to 20 points a game. He actually scored 51 points when he was 38 back in 2002. That is, I've seen the game. It was nostalgic. I'm not even born in the 90s, but seeing him score 51 at the age of 38 is ridiculous. But I've seen better. LeBron James, this week, it's the 16th of March 2022, we've seen LeBron James score 56 points and 50 points in a week versus the Warriors and the Wizards. Two best defensive teams, by the way. The games were so close. LeBron James scored 56 on the Warriors, 50 on the Wizards on age 37. 37-year-old LeBron James. 37-year-old LeBron James. LeBron James has to score 50 for his team to win. And I blame Russell Westbrook for that. Let's not talk about the Lakers right now. Let's talk about Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan, yeah. LeBron James has the greatest longevity of all time. Imagine having to score 29.7 points per game in the age of 37. You know, arguably the best ever to ever do it. You know? But Michael Jordan, during the 72-10 regular season you know, he was the greatest player at every game. Went to score 35 a night. Went to, proceeded to have 10 scoring titles. LeBron only has one. But LeBron is a pass-first kind of player. You know, he is. He actually prioritizes his teammates rather than himself. But yeah, even if LeBron James decided to score 35 a game, he'd do it. He'd do it. But Michael Jordan is a shooting guard. Of course he had to score. Teammates rely on him and his ability to shoot and to score the ball. Michael Jordan, in The Last Dance, I know lots of people have seen it. Yeah. But the ability of Michael Jordan in clutch situations is immense. Not even gonna comment on that because he is the most flawless NBA player I've ever seen. He is top one in the eyes of people, and yes, he is the best player to ever do it. The greatest, never lost in the finals, 6-0. But yeah, sometimes Michael lost, never even made the Eastern Conference Finals. But yeah, but you know. At least he is undefeated in the finals, 6-0. But I mean, I have never seen him actually play in my life. I've never witnessed any sort of thing that will make me, oh yes, he is the greatest player. No doubt. He's not number one though for me. But no disrespect to Michael, the greatest to ever do it. But he's not LeBron James though. He's not LeBron James, though. Yeah. I mean, LeBron James is my top one greatest player of all time. Let me start off with saying, imagine being 18-year-old, being an 18-year-old, fresh out of high school, never even went to college, being on a high school basketball team. And I'm not even 18 yet, so I don't know how to relate. And he is just, I'm going to talk about this, 18-year-old LeBron James already being scouted to go in the league. You know, he was drafted at the age of 18 year old and 4 months into the NBA, and being an 18-year-old, of course people would say, oh, that's just a rookie. We've seen Grant Hill. People hyped Grant Hill for being the next Michael Jordan, and expectations for him was high. But eventually, Grant Hill came to numerous injuries that went to end his career. So really sad for Grant Hill for that. He's not even a top 75 NBA player of all time either. But you know, 18-year-old LeBron James already being compared to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Michael Jordan, and Magic Johnson. Ridiculous. His first game in Sacramento, California. His first game, he scored 25 points off the Cavaliers. And he's the highest scoring rookie to ever play his first game in franchise history, Cavaliers, since Mark Price. And LeBron James said after the game, he was interviewed. They asked him, what are your plans for the next future games? He said, I want to be better. I want to improve. I want to live up to the expectations on me. And the expectations for him were so high because Michael Jordan set the bar so high. So like every player that has come to the league had to fill in his shoes, but they couldn't. Here comes 2003 LeBron James. And I gotta tell you, he was, let's say, Michael Jordan in his 10th year. Ridiculous. Talented, versatile, quick. His speed is so, like, he was on a bottle of swiftness. Really, really fast. His athleticism, his passion in the game of basketball, his, his mobility every game, his dedication to the game of basketball for 19 years, going 20 next year, and has been to the playoffs most of his career. Made the playoffs 15 times in 19 seasons. Man. But yeah, here comes the championship comparison, saying he has lost he has lost six of his four championships. I mean, the game gets better every time. You know, the talent of the league is getting wider and wider every year. And I mean, the talent of, I can even say Ja Morant. Yeah, I've said it earlier. Ja Morant is a better player than, you know, Jerry West and something like that. But, you know, I could say I can't really compare eras. If LeBron James played in the 90s, same with Michael Jordan, I'd say he can still score a decently 20 points per game or higher, just because of his size, his strength, his mobility at the age of 37. 37-year-old LeBron James is great. It's like the Tom Brady. Tom Brady is, we've seen Tom Brady play in the NFL. So, but yeah. Championship-wise, Michael Jordan, of course. Michael Jordan is very skilled, very likable player to watch in every game. You always, whenever you click on a video on YouTube saying Michael Jordan versus, let's say, the Indiana Pacers, you know. Of course, if you're an Indiana fan, you're going to root for Reggie Miller and the rest of the Pacers. But, like, Michael Jordan's name isn't there. So, of course, you're going to have to watch for Michael Jordan. Just because to witness Michael Jordan's ability to score every night and put up 34 points per game in the face of Reggie Miller and his crew. But LeBron James' first appearance in the finals, 2007... 4 years into his career, he got swept by the San Antonio Spurs because, you know, Tony Parker and Tim Duncan was there, you know, prime Tim Duncan, and went on to face the juggernaut super team of the Boston Celtics with Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, even Ray Allen. Continuously losing for 4 years is a hard stretch for LeBron James. Like, he had to leave Cleveland, always carrying their backs, you know. Even in 2018, I can vividly recall the 2018 playoffs run by LeBron James. You know, the game one battle versus the Golden State Warriors in NBA Finals. 51 points on 53% field goal percentage. And J.R. Smith ruined it. You know? What could have been? The momentum should have been on facing the Cavaliers. Even had a chance to win the series. But, you know, things happen. J.R. Smith. If Michael Jordan was a teammate of J.R. Smith, Michael Jordan would be in jail for what he could have done to J.R. Smith in that game one incident, by the way. But yeah, so I'm going to end this podcast by going to clarify a few things. First, this is just in my opinion. You know, Michael Jordan is still the greatest player to ever play in the game of basketball, to ever touch a basketball. But in my eyes, in my experience, what I've witnessed, LeBron James is my favorite player ever, the greatest player to ever do it Isaiah Thomas has said it. Stephen A. Smith sometimes has said. Skip Bayless actually is comparing LeBron James to Michael Jordan right now. But Skip Bayless is actually a huge LeBron James hater. So, moving on to that. Second, no disrespect to Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, and Will Chamberlain, and other players I've mentioned. I appreciate their game. At the end of the day, they're all amazing. The greatest players to ever play the game of basketball. And, yeah. And lastly, LeBron James, in my eyes, is the greatest player to ever do it. That's it. Thank you for watching. I'll see you all next time. Peace.